Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court, but how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you. It's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. I just thought I'd get on today and talk a little bit about post-COVID, considering we're almost a month into the new season, 600 and some days between coaching my last game in March of 2019 to my first game in November of 2021. So 600 and some days. I thought it would be an interesting kind of perspective just to talk about things. I'd love to hear from all of you. Go over at Coach Collins GMM on my Twitter account. Come join our Facebook group, Basketball Coaches. Email me at steve@teachhoops.com. I'd love to hear what you think as far as the season goes. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, put comments down below. Subscribe and like. We like those too. But anyway, if you're listening to the podcast, we'd love a review. I read every one of them. I'm going to start reading them, I think, on here. But anyway, thinking about this, I think for the first time in my coaching career, I probably underestimated the effect that not being around my guys for 2 years. I feel, and I was talking to the girls coach in our school, I feel like a first-year coach. I feel like I've just gotten hired and into a new school, because the culture and the tradition that we've had in this building for so long has no history, because no one that I'm coaching right now played under me before. So I'm having to build up our tradition. You know, we've got some injuries right now. You know, right now I'm starting two sophomores and a freshman who in the last time we were playing were youngsters, we're in middle school. So I think the loss of instruction to everyone, not only the youngsters, but the upperclassmen, is noticeable in our state. It's noticeable in the Milwaukee area. It's noticeable in Madison and Kenosha, some of the big cities that did not play last year at all. Did not have any contact, did not do anything. And the reason is, and this is, again, if you've listened, you know that I'm a statistician. It's that I don't have enough data. They don't know what they can and cannot do in our specific conference, which is one of the bigger ones in the state. So I'm having to consistently teach. I'm having to consistently tell them what will work and what won't work, and that they should trust me. And, you know, we're part of the way in, but I don't know if they trust at this point. I think I had a discussion with them recently that playing in the summer and playing organized are both have valid points in your development as a basketball player. I have no qualms with summer, no qualms with high school. I think they both play a purpose. However, there are not necessarily correlations with how the game is played. You know, when you're playing four games on a Saturday in April, you're probably not getting scouted like someone that's seen our teams and our programs for the last 15 years. So I think that is something, I don't know if it's unique to Wisconsin in the sense that part of our state played and part of our state didn't play, if that would be different or if everyone, so I feel like an example would be, I feel like they're, if they were supposed to be in fourth grade, they're actually in second grade. So the developmental and the things that they need as players, as people, as students, as anything, are a little bit behind where they normally would be. And again, purely observational study, I don't have anything to go on it, but having coached for 30 plus years, I definitely think something is going on. I definitely do. You know, we're working on a straight man. I love funnel down. We got to get our man down first before we go to the funnel down level.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
We're still working on that. We're still working on just how to run a break, how to pass the ball. So I wonder what everyone's thinking. Again, to reach out. I'd love to hear what you think about post-COVID. If you played, if you didn't play, either way. I would also hope that you would jump in and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Not only that, and Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, you should check them both out. But you will not be disappointed with teachhoops.com. The community that we've grown makes me so excited. You can tell it in my voice. So come on over and join us. Become a teach hooper. And we'll talk soon. Bye. Will the shot clock, like a 35, 40 second shot clock, will that affect blowouts? Will it affect the almost 100 point score that I was discussing earlier, or won't it? I don't, as a statistician, I don't have enough data, or I haven't gone back and looked at old stuff to kind of know how that will make it fall. But I think the shot clock is something that definitely needs to be in that discussion point when we're talking about mercy rules or blowouts or 100 point victories. Do I think we need a shot clock in high school basketball? Probably not. I mean, is it going to matter? It'll be interesting if we definitely get one. We get one in Wisconsin, and then do we go back to quarters? Do we stay with halves? So that will be an interesting twist. Do we do that? What length would it be? My one argument for not having it at the high school level is you're talking about a small sample of games that are pullouts or slowdowns. And what does the shot clock do is it forces games to be played in a similar method. And that would be my, it's going to look like a lot of the college games now. And you're not going to see all the variation of different types of zones or mans or things like that. So I don't know. Again, shot clock, I could do a whole podcast on the shot clock, but I just wanted to throw that in. Is like, how do you think it? How do you think it affects the relationship with blowouts and games that are out of control? Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.